Yahuwah created mankind out of earth and turned them back to it again. He gave them days by number and a set time and gave them authority over the things that are on it. He endowed them with strength proper to them and made them according to his own image. He put the fear of man upon all flesh and gave him dominion over beasts and birds. They received the use of the five operations of Yahuwah, and in the sixth place he imparted them understanding, and in the seventh speech, an interpreter of the thoughts thereof. He gave them counsel, tongue, eyes, ears, and heart to have understanding. He filled them with the knowledge of wisdom and showed them good and evil. He set his eye upon their hearts to show them the majesty of his works. Moreover, he gave them glory in his marvelous acts forever, that they might declare his works with understanding. And they will praise his set-apart name, that they may declare the majesty of his works. He added to them knowledge and gave them a law of life for a heritage. He made an everlasting covenant with them and showed them his decrees. Their eyes saw the majesty of his glory. Their ears heard the glory of his voice. He said to them, "Beware of all unrighteousness." So he gave them commandment, each man concerning his neighbor. Their ways are ever before him. They will not be hidden from his eyes. Their ways from their youth tend to evil, and they could not make for themselves hearts of flesh in place of stony ones. For every nation he appointed a ruler, but Israel is Yahuwah's portion. For Israel is to him the portion of the firstborn, whom, being his firstborn, he nourishes with discipline, and giving him the light of his love does not forsake him. All their works are as clear as the sun before him. His eyes are continually upon their ways. Their iniquities are not hidden from him. All their sins are before Yahuwah. But Yahuwah, being gracious and knowing his workmanship, neither leaves nor forsakes them, but spares them. With him the alms of a man is as a signet. He will keep a man's kindness as the pupil of the eye. Afterwards he will rise up and repay them and give their repayment upon their head. However, to those who repent he grants a return. He comforts those who are losing hope. Return to Yahuwah and forsake sins. Make your prayer before his face offend less. Turn again to the Most High and turn away from iniquity. Greatly hate the abominable thing. Who will give praise to the Most High in Hades in place of the living who return thanks? Thanksgiving perishes from the dead as from one who doesn't exist. He who is in life and health will praise Yahuwah. How great is the mercy of Yahuwah and his forgiveness to those who turn to him. For humans are not capable of everything because the Son of Man is not immortal. What is brighter than the sun? Yet even this can be eclipsed. So flesh and blood devise evil. He looks upon the power of the height of heaven while all men are earth and ashes.